Today's podcast, we're going to be talking about should you start with new or used vehicles. So make sure you stay tuned to learn more about it. This is also our first ever YouTube video. Right, Eddie?
Yep, for me.
Yeah.
Actually, no, that's not true because I think you have a channel.
Yeah.
And you've recorded me doing like little projects here and there.
Yeah. Now send them out and selling them.
Yeah, right. Here you go. You're going to need to do this.
So, today, as you see, we're in the venue. This is the White Stable venue. I don't know why Joe Biden back there or whatever's going on over there.
I just put it on the news channel. So.
Yeah. Well, maybe he should. Yeah, whatever. On that part. We might want to take that out for copyright reasons. He's going to say something to us.
Yeah. We'll black it out or something.
Yeah. Well, we ain't no doing it post. Change the channel.
Change the channel? Oh, okay.
Or just throw it. That's fine. But today, we're going to talk about some stuff that we've been going through recently. Just with, we kind of been on all sides, buying used vehicles or leasing vehicles or, you know, anything like that. So the first thing I'll say, we kind of go through our path of what we've been doing and kind of go to where we are and then kind of give us some of our general thoughts of what we might do in the future. So I'm going to let Eddie start off with that.
Oh, me? So, yeah, generally I handle all the issues on the vehicles and needless to say that most recently has been very, very occupied doing running around, coming up with solutions with our vehicles. We just acquired two vehicles, not brand new, but used. One's like a 2017 GMC Sierra. We give that to our delivery driver manager. And then we have another one.
Must be nice.
I think it looks nicer than my truck that I'm driving around in. And then we have another one. Was it a Ford Transit?
Ford Transit.
Yeah. So not the high roof. I think it's like the medium one.
Yeah.
I think.
Or the standard. I don't know.
One of them. But yeah, it's just like a van. Has the sliding doors and the back ones open up.
And it has the thing to stop the
doors from slamming?
Yeah. Or, no, the thing to stop the, what you call it, sorry, God. The thing to stop, it blocks the where the driver's is versus
I think that's a must. If you get, like, a Transit and you're in the rental business, you're definitely going to want that. It's basically like a divider from the cargo to the front passenger. We have an older van. I think it was, like, a 20...
It's 04.
04? Okay, yeah. 2004. And didn't have anything. And one day the driver comes up. I'm like, hey, what happened to the windshield? He's like, the chairs flew. he had stacks of chairs and they went flying. I guess he didn't strap them down good and hit the front windshield and cracked it. So definitely if you get a van, you're going to want something like that to prevent that from happening. And then also, you know, if the chairs flies in front of you and hits the wheel, then
yeah.
It can make you have a car accident. And then you don't want that. So we have that. We have a couple box trucks. One of them has been in the shop for God knows how long. I've already lost count. I don't even think it's like part of our fleet. It's been gone so long.
It's like we paid for it, and then like next thing you know, if we pants want to put a transmission in there, and then now it's gonna be an engine, and like you know, it's gonna be a brand new truck in a little bit.
Yeah, pretty much. When we get it back, hopefully this thing's like basically brand new. It has everything new on this thing. We have that, I think it's 16-foot box truck, another 16-foot box
two
truck.
Of those.
We also have a F-350, flatbed. You can put a gooseneck on it, but we use that. We give
Mama
that to
Whiskey.
Our, yeah, we they gave him a name, Mama Whiskey. the warehouse manager, we gave him that vehicle so he can get around. We pull the trailer with that. We also have two other vehicles. I think it's a ProMaster.
Yeah,
the Dodge.
ProMaster.
Yeah, and then Mercedes-Benz, Sprinter.
I think it's two ProMasters and a Mercedes.
Oh, okay, two ProMasters and Mercedes. So, yeah, those are all the high tops. That's pretty much our whole fleet.
So what is that? So we have two pickups,
mm-hmm.
two 16-foot box trucks, and then the newer Ford Transit van.
Oh, and we have, yeah. And then we have the older one, the 2004.
2004 van. So we have two, okay. So it's like we have two of everything, two pickups, two box trucks, 16-foot box trucks, two vans, a GMC, and a Ford. And then we have two trailers. We have a 16-foot flatbed trailer and then a 8-foot
utility trailer. Yeah, I think about 8-foot or something like that.
Yeah. And then that's kind of where our fleet is right now. And then we leased out the ProMaster, two ProMasters, and then the Mercedes Benz one.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we are. We had another vehicle, ended up getting towed, and basically it was like got hit in an accident. When Eddie was drowned down in the ice and stuff.
I was in Austin.
Then the engine went out on it.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, there's a lot of stuff on that one. So that's kind of where our fleet is right now. I'm not going to lie. This is probably, like, the hardest thing that we've been working on is our fleet and people. I think just for getting around, because we had a lot of our managers, like our main delivery manager that we sent in place, he used to be our number one installation guy. His name's Kobe. Shout out to Kobe. not that Kobe, but our Kobe.
Yeah, our Kobe.
Yeah, it's no L in. Yeah.
It's a C, not a K.
Yeah. And then he's been using his own vehicle for over the last almost 2 years now, kind of running around and stuff like that. More specifically, in the last 6 months, it's been very heavy. So we ended up getting him a GMC. What is it?
It's a Sierra. I think it's like a 2500, 3500.
Yeah, 2500.
It's really nice. It's nicer than my truck, yeah, which I use around for work. Yeah. It has a toolbox.
Has the guardrails on the back.
Yeah, and
the
bumper grill on the front.
Yeah, and then a headache rack.
Yeah, so when he pulls up, yeah, you're like, oh, that must be the manager for sure.
Yeah, big time, big time. The funny thing about that right there is that we went to the car lot, and I know that I was telling Eddie, like, I was thinking, I was like, I was saying, this is for us, this is for us. And then Eddie told us, oh, perfect, this is perfect for Kobe. I was like, what?
Yeah, well, you know, he does work very hard, and he does a lot of things for us, so it's the least amount, the least thing we can do for him. But he's always out there working, so. But originally we were going to buy a different vehicle for like staging and stuff like that. It was a single cab, Chevy, I think 3500.
Yeah.
It had like a cage in the back with a lift gate.
Yeah.
But Kobe got lucky because when we went to go check the lift gate, like the hydraulic pump, like dumped all the fluid and we're like, oh man, it looks like problems ready to come. So we said, let's look at this other vehicle. And then lucky for Kobe, he got his new Sierra.
Yeah, and that's been the problem a lot of time with these vehicles, is that you go out there, AC turns on like an engine, sounds like in these headphones, but but you go in there, you check the engine and stuff is going wrong and everything like that, and like we've been having a pretty big struggle and stuff like that. And to be honest, we kind of put ourselves in a position, because when we first started, which I know a lot of you guys, we kind of help you to avoid too as well, we took most of the money in the credit we had in our personal line, put it on buying equipment, which ended up hurting us later on. And we're just now digging ourselves out of that hole finally on that part. But it was tough for that lot of things, because we basically everything we had and we own, we put back into the business so we can grow faster, and which kind of limited us on vehicle choices. We ended up still getting some good vehicle purchases out of this. The only one I would say that's probably like a dud so far, which it won't be when you get out, because the transmission would be new. And then the engine would be new.
Yeah.
Almost everything would be almost new. New tires, too, probably be on there, too. Yeah, we have to put on there. So that one would be fine. And that one has a lift gate. But we're trying to get our box trucks to have lift gates. We have a couple of vans and stuff we want to keep in our main fleet to run around in. And then we lease the other ones. Now, I'm not going to lie, leasing, we've been paying about $480 every single week to $533 each week for leasing them. It's kind of ways, depends on how you do it or what it is. It's basically like $20,000 for each vehicle, and we're renting three of them. So kind of runs that, or a little more of $20,000, like $22,000 or something like that a year.
And then, like yesterday, I think we were looking at options for like leasing, because going that way, you're going directly through like, I guess like a third party, and obviously you're going to pay a lot more. I think yesterday we were looking at one that has like 100,000 miles on it. The payments are going to be like $1,600 a month, which is way better than what we're running right now. Monthly, we're doing like 7,000 or something like that, almost eight with the three.
Yeah, the 7,000 change.
7,000
change. Yeah, I just think it's going to be close to the same. We just changed one master for another.
Well, I think the numbers are going to be a little bit better.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Well, they're pretty close, but they're both leases. I think the only difference is like this program that we're in currently, you know, they bill us every week, and then they can easily just take it away from us because they're like, hey, we got another client, that needs those vehicles that you're in. So that's the thing that we kind of like hold our breath whenever we go to renew, because we just never know if they're going to take it away from us. And then now we have to figure out like how we're going to have a vehicle to use. Versus the other one, it's just like you would go to a dealership and lease a vehicle. You know, once you get to the mileage or the lease term, which I think when I was talking to him, it was 3 years. We just turn them in, and then we have the option to either buy them or, jump into a different lease.
But those vehicles cost, you said it cost over how much?
What's that?
For each one.
How much we would pay a month per?
Yeah.
The one that we was talking about was like $1,600. I mean, yeah, $1,600. Yeah.
On what you call it? Like, how much is it to buy it?
To buy it straight out?
Yeah.
I think it was like $98,000, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So obviously, I'm pretty sure, like, if you have a large capital that you start off with, you can just go out and buy a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
But the main thing, like, one thing that we talked about is, like, maintenance and things happening. It's one thing that we know for sure is even with new vehicles, like, stuff breaks. Like, we're putting, like, cement blocks on these vehicles and a lot of loads and stuff like that, a lot of running around. And for the most part, like, your employees, they're not going to know. Like, they're not subconsciously, like, thinking, like, okay, I don't want to hurt this baby, so let me take it easy on them. They're like, vroom, like take it off, because you know they're trying to get the job done, especially the way like the system that we have. For the most part, they're running and gunning, and they're trying to get the job done quick and as efficient as possible. So
how many miles are we did we get on that?
I'm not sure. I think over the course of time, I think he was like 30,000 a year or something like that. So not too bad, but definitely, we just got this information yesterday, so we're looking into it. If not, one thing is we can always buy used vehicles, but when you're doing that, you know, it obviously comes with the risk that, you know, the next day you can have a big issue and then you have a vehicle down and now you have a driver that doesn't have a vehicle. So just something that you would need to kind of resolutions for them to get something going, because if not, then you can't just stop the whole operations of your business just because of a vehicle being down.
Yeah, so you buy used, you know, buy a little bit more. But one thing I do say about used that we have seen is that after you fix a couple engines and transmission, you got to know the prices already. And you kind of know when stuff kind of were around, stuff, time things were happening.
Yeah.
So we have this van, this 2004 van. We bought this van for $2,000. We don't make every single cent, but I don't know how this van has been like.
It's been holding up.
It's been holding up. It don't make any sense because it looks better. It looks better condition now than when we first got it.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because this thing was in pretty bad. It had like, it must have been like a lawn care van or something.
It was a lawn care van.
It had so much
grass, and it still has some grass.
It still have grass in that area. But the engine in that one is pretty good. You know what I was thinking?
It's
great. We should take the engine out of that one and put it into the other Chevy.
Yeah, that thing's like, yeah, you might as well. I mean.
But when you put in that Chevy, you already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, long story short, this van that we're talking about, just magically the suspension was shaking like crazy. And the driver's like, hey, this thing doesn't, is shaking really bad. And it's like, okay, let's go look at it. And like, so basically it's like doing like a death wobble thing. So we park it. And then, so we basically had other vehicles, so we kind of ignored it until recently. You know, we're like, hey, you know, let's go ahead and get that van running because it'll really be helping us out because this is a busy season. We're running and gunning. We need extra hands on deck so we can get the stuff done faster. So anyways, long story short, I have a really good friend, and he helped us out. He's like, okay, hey, just for the parts, it's going to be $1,800. And then I was like, oh, great. He's like, for the labor... well, he hasn't told me anything about the labor. That's how good he is. But eventually he'll say, hey, about that. But so far we paid $1,800. And now, remind you, this thing has been parked for a very, very long period of time, at least 5 months, I'd say.
Yeah.
And so, you know, our last issue was the suspension, which, by the way, he said, hey, whoever drove this thing hit something because it's all messed up, your whole front suspension. So the whole thing's front. His new tie rods, you know, Pitman arm, idler arm, you know, even the gearbox, pretty much everything. Okay, so got that taken care of, and then he calls me. He's like, hey, you know, your transmission's slipping. I'm like, oh, great.
Yeah.
So this is like a trend, because we had another vehicle prior to that that the wheels magically were loosened, like the lug nuts, and the wheel fell off, and it hit the what's it called, the hub, and then so anyways we got it back up and put the tires on, and ended up being that when that little hit with all the weight of it, it damaged the rear axle. We replaced it, and then next thing you know, the same thing happens. He's like, "Hey, your transmission's slipping," and I was like, "Okay, that's fine." I didn't even last the day in service, and then it came right back. And the guy's like, "Oh yeah, you need a transmission." And I think we just put like $4,000 on that rear end. And then he's like, "How much is it going to be for transmission?" They're like, $6,500. And I'm like, "That's horrible," because you know, we didn't anticipate that. So, anyways, same thing with this truck. Didn't anticipate the repair that it needed for a transmission. So now we're in the hook for a transmission. And on top of that, we just dropped $1,800. So stuff like that happens all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not even surprised. I'm just like, I anticipate stuff like that to happen now. Just like, well, what else? Something else is going to happen. So if you buy used vehicles, long story short, just be prepared for like whatever comes with it, because something's going to come eventually. But sometimes you get lucky, because like when we first started off with these used vehicles,
the first two years, no issues. But nothing.
We were running them every day.
Especially like, the 04 van. I don't know how we had no issues with that. I think the only issue when we first got it was a water pump.
Yeah.
Which was surprising.
Yeah.
Like, that's, yeah. But you might get some spurts like that. Or recently, I mean, everything's kind of at that point now. Just need to be fixed. And, like, we got this Ford, which I think has a lot of miles on it. But, like, this thing has been running very well on there. I think somebody must replace some parts in it.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, this van is very strong, but only time will tell. Like I said, I think the main thing is, like, if you do buy these used vehicles, is to have a maintenance plan, and you're religiously changing the oil on these things. One thing I would say is make sure if you do buy a used vehicle, use like full synthetic. Don't use the semi-synthetic stuff, because that little extra little lubricant is going to help out on the engine's longevity.
Because, like, based on these prices and stuff on that, on both of these, if you do, like you say, if you do the maintenance stuff like that, I do think buying used would be cheaper for you on there.
Yeah.
But I do, knowing leasing and how we've been doing it and seeing the new stuff, and it's not that much of a, maybe we have different vehicles, but it's like, it's not that much of a difference on the actual pricing of each one on there. It's just, I guess that's the cost it is, not to worry about stuff.
Yeah.
On that part. And I don't know, I've been thinking about it, because you can get one of these things, and if you go out and you buy brand new, and you can, like, some people are putting like 20% down, and then you get the whole thing and you run it and you get the warranty on it, then maybe it might be fine. But to be honest, it seems like no matter which way you really go, you need to have the money to do it.
Exactly. Like if you go the used car route, which would be the cheaper route, I would say, you know, just,
We separate our accounts. If you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't have the experience, then this might not work for you, because, you know, we had an employee just go buy a cash car, and there are probably little signs that you can easily identify that he didn't know anything about it and didn't even last him a week. So not trying to discourage any of our guys, but like, if you're a type that doesn't know anything about a vehicle, either pay somebody. I think they charge like $110 used car inspection or something like that. So have an expert that, you know, that really knows what they're doing, look at it, and do a fine comb and try to find things. Because, you know, there are people out there just trying to, you know, hide certain things just to get the sale, get it off the lot. And you know, if you do get a used vehicle, only thing I would say is, you know, kind of put some money aside to get ready for those repairs when they do come up, you know, because they're eventually going to happen. You might be lucky like us, like 2 years on our first couple of vehicles. But you know, otherwise, you know, you can buy something right off the bat, and the next week it needs a transmission. It's just the risk of the game.
Yeah, it is a risk on that. But I do know that no matter which one of these ways you go, you need to have money. You're gonna have to either have money up front, or money throughout the process, or money recurring in every single month. If you go with the used option, you have to put probably whatever you have to put down on it, or pay for it in cash, whatever you're doing. We've done all those models. You have to put that money down and then have money to the side. If you're doing the leasing, what we're looking at, you have to put down $5,000 or $6,000 or whatever the amount is for these vehicles, and then still pay the $1,600 to $1,800 a week. If you do the other way that we looked at, which is like doing it through like Fluid or something like that, you might not have to put no money down, but you still have to carry a little bit more of the maintenance than you would otherwise, like the tires and like anything that might be damaged on it, yeah. You still have to kind of cover that so you can run that way too. And then that kind of gets you into something newer, which is more expensive on there.
And another thing, insurance too, yeah. Because
no matter all the insurance across the whole thing, across all these. Yeah. And
what the drivers are crazy. They'll do certain things. You just like, you know, at the end of the day, you're like, what were they thinking? I think it was like the other day, one of our guys was driving on somebody's lawn because they were trying to get it closer to the item that they were trying to pick up. And it was raining. So, like, you know, some of these people, actually this particular customer, you know, obviously manicures their lawn and stuff like that. And
it's in a nice part of the city, too.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was like Coppell.
Yeah, so it's like people are like, you're driving like real suburban areas.
Yeah, so, yeah, you just imagine their
upper suburban areas.
You imagine what they were thinking when they saw one of our drivers driving through the grass, like yeah. Trying to get it closer.
And it's a two-wheel, too, so they just probably... Yeah. And who knows if it was just ram.
Yeah, and then we've had people, like, hit mailboxes or trees or all sorts of stuff. Even their house, like, the corners of their house because the box truck was too tall, you know. So definitely get insurance. If you got a newer vehicle, obviously the insurance will be higher versus, you know, an older vehicle. It's going to be lower. So you know, just all those things, just take consideration, like, where are you at as far as, you know, funding? Like, what can you afford? But at the same time, you need to assess what the risk is because obviously there's risk.
Yeah. And also, too, like, how good's your credit at the time?
Yeah.
Because, as I said, like, you could, because you can do the same thing. Because, I mean, I think there, obviously, we found out that it is cheaper to own and use. Now, less stressful is two different things.
Yeah, yeah,
on there. Sure. And if you really want the less stress, you want to buy them brand new. And you want the warranty on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have to worry about what goes on after that. And then, you know, if something happened, what it's called, you sell it, you get a new one, and you keep doing that.
Yeah.
That's kind of the optimal state that most of these companies that are bigger than us and kind of the range that we're hoping to get into next year. Because as we've been putting our credit and stuff back in the thing, I think it is proven, then we'll see bigger jumps coming up even more, and we'll be pushing more into that right there. Well, one thing we did learn about leasing, I think I told you too far here, I was reading online and people were talking about generally when you're doing like your personal vehicles, you need a higher credit score or you need a higher credit score to do leasing than when if you're actually purchasing. In the commercial space, it seems like it's not the opposite. It's like the opposite, yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone said it online, and I thought they were just talking, and then we went through the process, and it's like actually pretty straightforward.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But the only thing is, like, with business credit, like, it's through the EIN number, yeah. Right, whenever they create an entity. It takes a little time to build it up, but there's little ways to kind of get in the game and start building it up. Because like, I don't know if right off the bat they would have given us like a vehicle. Because I think when we first originally started off, you and me, I don't think anybody wanted to do anything with us. We yeah. had to kind of basically build it up.
Yeah,
to even get it, yeah. You know, get through the door to talking about, you know, getting into vehicles and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I think also too. One thing, this is kind of going to credit part here. Your personal credit still matters. Even if your business credit gets better, everything's going to be based off your personal credit. And I know at first when we first started this, we thought, well, we have a business credit. But no matter how good your business credit is, your personal credit isn't up there. So you have to be moving yourself forward to that. And that's kind of the effort we're moving into. And just as you guys move forward and things, like that credit just needs to be good. Like if you have good credit, you'll get kind of far and you'll keep that. Don't put stuff on your own personal credit cards, but we'll talk about that in the next one. But that's a whole nother story because we've had some time to go through that. And I think when we first started off, I've already had decent credit, but I know Eddie had pretty good credit before we started off.
Yeah, I had better than where I'm at right now.
Yeah, Eddie had very great credit.
But I was like all in with the chips. Yeah. My wife's like, "What are you doing?"
And then I thought,
"Put chips." Quit my job, like, hey, everything.
Those not even yours. Like,
quit my job, rack up the credit cards. I'm gonna start this business.
Yeah, I mean, it worked out. I mean,
yeah. It worked out. But I think if we would have had a little bit more strategy on the in the beginning, we would have been better off and had more options.
Yeah, because there's equipment finances that can give you long term equipment finances over a longer period of time. And it wouldn't have been the issue, like, using, like, Fast Track or something like that.
Yeah.
And even though it's not the best credit, but even like that stuff could be better than taking your personal credit because you need that later on. Because we're about to possibly, most likely, you're going to get into an SBA loan, refinance out some debt we have currently, and then get a large amount or spread across, like, 20 years, which is going to be basically, you know, the cost of it basically nothing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but we'll talk about that in the next one. But I want to say, guys, thank you guys for watching and listening to our first YouTube video on here. I hope this kind of gets you a kind of understanding of every single thing. We haven't bought any new vehicles specifically yet on the commercial side. All vehicles Eddie's bought in his life has been new, but we've leased a lot. We bought some that were used that were still under finance. We've done the whole gamut. We paid ones completely off, all that stuff. And if you have any questions, please reach out to us. I see some guys are reaching out to us already on this scenario. We had one person reach out and said they want us to look at their Facebook posts, but they didn't leave their email or nothing. So we're trying to figure that out right there.
So yeah, leave more information so we can get to you.
Yeah, and I'm going to put the links down below in the show notes, or if you're on YouTube, inside the description, so you can do that stuff. But we appreciate you guys, and we'll see you in the next one.
See ya.